Hello?
Hey, this is Roy.
Yes?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the parking lot with the gray Camry. You put a note on my car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. It was an accident.
So is it just when you open the door, you hit the side, or what?
No, I'm one of those sign spinners. You know, like I spin a sign over on the corner, the cash for gold.
Yeah.
And I was spinning my sign next to your car, and your car was too close to me, so my sign kept hitting it every time I spun it around.
The sign?
Yeah, I had a big wooden sign in my hand, and I was spinning it around and doing flips and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and my sign, okay. Your car was really close to my sign, so my sign kept hitting your car over and over.
Oh, so it's a wooden sign. It's on the side of the car. Where does it spin?
I was spinning it all over the back of your car, all over the trunk.
Oh.
Because you were too close. You're parked too close to where I was spinning my sign behind your car.
Was it hitting the back part or where was it hitting?
Yeah, the back part. I hit the back part about 300 times because I was spinning it really fast. So I kept hitting it over and over and over and over. Over and over and over and over.
It's completely in the rear or?
Yeah. I walked next to your car. And went to the front for a while.
Oh, you were walking? It's in your hand? It was in your hand?
Yeah, it was in my hand. And I walked around. I walked next to your car, and I kept spinning, and I kept hitting the side of the car as I walked to the front, and then I started hitting the hood.
Oh, when it's in your hand, you cannot just stop the spinning, no?
Oh, no, I'm a true artist when it comes to sign spinning, and I don't just stop. Because, they're paying me to spin the sign. If I don't spin the sign, it's like I'm stealing from them.
Whoa, I see now that it's on the right. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I kept hitting it over and over and over.
What do we do about this?
I don't know. Maybe don't park your car so close to where I'm getting ready to walk around and spin my sign. I always.
What do you mean? I'm parked perfectly in the middle of the lot.
Well, yeah, but I always walk.
You are close to the line, maybe. You should learn how to park.
But I always walk around that area and spin my sign.
Well, if you want to walk around, you should be parking somewhere in the corner. Then
you should park somewhere else, because that's where I spin my sign. So it's not my fault, it's your fault. You hurt my sign, you dinged my sign.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So you do this every day? You're hitting somebody's car every day, is that right?
No, I don't hit people's car on purpose. You were just parked in a dumb place. I work for the cash for gold place, and I was just spinning their sign, that's all.
What department, what college? You're a student in what college?
Oh, no, I'm not a student. I'm a sign spinner. I work at the cash for gold place. That's just where I work.
Yeah, but why you are in a parking lot at University of Akron?
Because I don't know. That's where my dealer lives. That's where we meet.
Your dealer lives at University of Akron?
Well, he deals back there. That's where we meet. Because there's never any cops back there. We always meet back there, like right in that spot.
Yeah. So basically, you go around and do this, and then any car. It gets damaged. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, because it was too close to me when I was walking by to go see my dealer.
Yeah, but the car is parked and you're walking, so who is moving, car or you?
Well, I was, and my sign was moving too. I was spinning it really fast.
Yeah, so then it should stop spinning. When you're walking between the cars, it should not be spinning.
Well, no, that's like stealing from my employer. That's like stealing from the cash for gold people.
Where is this company, Cash for Gold?
Oh, it's over, by the highway.
By the highway? What's the name of the guy who gave you this job?
It's Eddie.
Eddie?
Big Eddie.
What's the location?
But it's not his fault. It's your fault.
Well, it's your fault. You're walking in between the parked cars and then spinning it, and you're telling me I parked at the dumb place. What bullshit is that?
Well, because you did.
It's my job here. I'm a professor in chemistry. I park here every day.
But that's where I spin my
sign. You hit my car and then I got the scratches. You put a note, that's okay. But then you're telling me that I parked at the dumb place? How dumb is that?
Well, maybe you should just park somewhere else when I'm walking by, spinning my sign.
Oh, yeah. Then somebody else will be parking in this spot. You're walking. So you're walking and then I park when you're walking. Or I park the car and then you walk around it.
Well, I can't help it. I had to get around it.
Why you had to walk here in the parking lot here?
Because I'm advertising. I'm advertising cash for gold.
You advertise. You advertise. You don't walk in between the cars in the parking lot.
I do. That's how I work. That's how I advertise. That's how people see.
Yeah, you know, but then you make sure that you don't damage anybody's cars.
Well, I'm new at this. Know? Just.
Sorry. You shouldn't tell me I'm dumb to park in my parking lot because I work here for 20 years.
Oh,
you know what I mean? You should apologize. You should say sorry when I call you. You understand that?
Okay, well, I'm sorry that you don't understand that it's your fault.
Okay, yeah, that's the way to do it, okay? I mean, it's okay, you know, I accept your sorry and apologies, but you're not going to tell me that I parked the dumb place and my car is here every day and you walk around and hit my car like that, okay?
Well, come on.
Next time, don't do this to anybody. Roy, understand that?
And anyway, my cash
and
for gold...
If this happens to other people, I don't care about any bullshit cash for gold and all that, okay? This is University of Akron. I am an employee here. I'm working here 20 years. I park here every day, okay?
But your car broke my sign, my cash for gold sign. So I need you to pay for some paint.
Oh, I see. Oh, you come here, I put it to a university lawyer, and I send a notice to your lawyer, and you pay for my damage on the side of the car.
I just need a little bit of touch-up paint, that's all.
King Temba, Roy's the man with the cacti touch. He'll strip your lunettes. Touch a phone loser beckons you. Sorry about that, Dean, but don't you read?
I kind of hard to believe you'd be after my whatnot. Racist? Are you a different race, Roy?
Or
the asshole race?
I was hotboxing.
What's that?
You smoke one marijuana while the windows are all rolled up?
That's got fucked up.
Why were you jerking on my handle?
Ding-temba. Pretty girls, hot boxing your Datsun truck. Roy, don't give a fuck. He loves phones.
Hi there, welcome to the 393rd episode of the Snowplow Show. Today is September 4th, 2017. I mean Ding Timber 4th, 2017. Even though I canceled Ding Timber this year, we're totally not doing it. I guess we'll still call this Ding Timber and we'll still play Liz's song. And all of that would be Derek J's fault because Derek J is the sponsor of today's show. Thanks for being a supporter on the Patreon, Derek, so that you can be this episode's fall guy and I can blame you for everything that goes wrong, such as Ding Timber. Okay, no, I guess I should tell you guys about Ding Timber this year, because this is the very first official show of Ding Timber, and I haven't even given you the phone number yet for you guys to leave notes on cars, and I need to do that. First, though, let's talk about Ding Timber. What the hell is Ding Timber? Because, you know, there's new listeners here. Some people don't know what Ding Timber is. Ding Timber is a wacky thing that happens every single September, every single year, or at least for the past 3 years. Before that, we just did it every 5 years or so. I think the first Ding Timber was in 2011, and it pretty much goes like this. I'm going to give you guys a phone number, and then you take that phone number and you write a note, and you leave it on a car, just a random car around your neighborhood or whatever, or in a parking lot, or anywhere you want to leave a note on someone's car. And this note should say, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call at 626-626-626. 269-8976. And you should sign the note as Roy. I think Roy will be the name this year. Why wouldn't it be? So Carlito's taking it over this year. And what happens when you leave this note is people call that number and we check the messages, or I guess Carlito is going to be checking the messages this year. I don't know if it's specifically Carlito that's handling all of this, but, you know, it's Carlito and Dwight and all those guys over there at the old PCN station. Anyway, you leave a note on a car, and the people who own the car, they call the phone number, they leave a message, and they say, hey, I got your note. And then one of us, we call them back, and we present them with various wacky situations, like the one that you heard on the beginning of this show. That was one of the old Ding Timber prank calls from a previous year. And that is the new number that I gave out. It's 626-269-8976. That's the number you should be writing on notes this year in 2017 and leaving on cars. And I have very important instructions for you guys this year that go along with writing these notes. And the most important thing is that you stick to the script. Don't write your own note. You have to write my note, the note that I'm telling you right now. I'm sorry I dinged your car. Please give me a call, 626-269-8976. I assume they're using the name Roy. Why would they use another name other than Roy? That would be crazy. But in previous years, especially last year, you guys were going crazy with the notes, and I was encouraging it, and it probably wasn't the best idea because all of your crazy notes were causing more people to get called by the police than normal. You know, like, if you leave a crazy note, they're going to be like, oh, I can't reason with this guy. He's clearly insane. I'm just going to go straight to the cops with this one. Because these people, they always find some dent on their car that they never noticed before, and for some reason, they're sure that the person who left the note is responsible for it. So don't add things to your notes this year. Don't say, hey, I accidentally hit your car because you parked it stupidly. I mean, yeah, that's really funny and everything, but it makes people not want to call me back. Either because they're afraid to talk to an insane person, or they just don't want to. So if you're going to leave notes on cars, try to make them as normal as possible. And I know that's pretty boring, but it's for the best. It makes us get the most amount of voicemails from people whose cars we've dinged, and the least amount of calls from cops. So that is everyone's homework assignment today. Leave a note on a car that says, sorry I dinged your car. Sign the note, Roy, and put it on a random car at your local McDonald's or movie theater or Walmart. And be careful. Don't get yourself in trouble leaving notes. Because if they see you leaving a note saying that you hit their car, they're going to think you hit their car. You don't want that. And as far as what's happening with Ding Timber this year, I'm not totally sure. I don't think anyone is completely sure what's going to happen with this whole thing. All I know is that I said, hey, Carlito and you guys over there, do you want to take care of Ding Timber this year? And they're like, sure, why not? We'll do that. So if all goes well, you're going to hear nothing but car ding shows from Carlito and Dwight and whoever else gets the car ding numbers. And I'm sure I'm going to do some car ding calls this year somewhere, someplace. I don't know how often. I just, you know, nobody knows how it's going to work this year. So leave your notes if you can. And I'm sure hilarious things will happen somewhere. And you know what? I'll go over there on Carlito's shows and Dwight's shows, and I'll just steal the carding calls out of there and play them on this show. What are they going to do? They can't do anything about it. Because, you know, I don't want to make you guys have to go over there and listen to their shows. Who wants to do that? So I guess that's all of the Ding Timber news. The new Ding Timber phone number is 626-269-8976. Write that down. Leave a note. A nice note. Not a crazy note. Not a mean note. Just a very nice note that would make them want to call you back. Because you seem like a reasonable person. In other news, you listeners from 6 or 7 years ago might remember this one, because I'm sure they're all still around and listening. Actually, a couple of them are. So, like, when was this? I think 2011, maybe 2012, something like that. So there's this carousel that was just built here in Albany, Oregon, where I live. A mere 8 or 9 blocks here from the Situation Room, there's this big, stupid carousel. And when they were building it, you know, they were looking for funding for it. So they started selling bricks to the public that they were going to lay down on the sidewalk, and they would have your name on it, you know, your family's name on it, for the local carousel. So I'm like, you know what? We should get a Phone Losers of America brick and put it on the sidewalk. And I think we organized this through the PLA forums, maybe back when the PLA forums were still a thing. And I got donations from 6 different people. There was $5 from Kuraz, $5 from Dimebag Kyle, $1 from Link Tamaki, and then Trevlin, he had to be a big man and come in and donate $50. You know, Trevlin from Weaknut Labs, you've heard a lot of his music and stuff on this show. And then we got $17.89 from King Mob in Wisconsin. and $21.11 from Blue Boy in North Dakota. And the carousel, it finally went up after 5 or 6 years of waiting. They just opened it this past month, and I was walking by and I noticed all the bricks on the ground, so I searched for the PLA brick. I didn't think they'd actually put it down there, but they did. There is a brick on the ground with a gold plaque on the front of it, or I guess on the top of it, that says Phone Losers of America, Cactus Cactus. And I'm going to make that the show art image for this episode if you want to see what this brick looks like. And if you want to look at the original page for the brick for the donations and everything, you can find that at phonelosers.org/brick. That page has been there for 6 or 7 years now. So if you're ever in Albany, Oregon, and you have a sudden urge to ride a carousel, don't do that. That'd be stupid. But if you're in downtown and, you know, you want to just, like, look for the PLA brick, it's right out there outside of the carousel building, right in between all of the depressing bricks that are, like, you know, in memory of Susan and things like the Dabalina family. Ours is the only brick that says Cactus Cactus on it, I think. I mean, I don't think I looked at every single brick, but I didn't see any other bricks that said Cactus Cactus on it. So that's pretty cool.
Time and space. These limitations affect us all. How can you conserve precious time and expand your working space? With an Edmonton Telephones beeper. An inexpensive way to keep in touch for important calls and messages while you're away from home or office. If you're needed, you'll know instantly. And no one needs to know where you are. Edmonton Telephones, your total communications company, will save you time and money. Call Edmonton Telephones now. Tell them Leonard Nimoy gave you the message.
Rev has a list of people he wants me to call. Rev's a listener. You guys know Rev, right? He's insisting that I call people with the name Ted E. Bear. You know, middle initial E, Bear. And then there's also people named Teddy with the last name Bear. And he's got this entire list of people named Teddy Bear. And he wants me to call them up and ask them if they ever gave anyone up for adoption. Because I adopted a son and I've been looking for his birth parents. And describe him as 18 inches tall, light brown fur, cute little bow tie. And I think all of you would love to listen to me do an entire show of teddy bear calls, right? Let's see how many of these are going to answer.
Thank you for calling Grief's Journey, formerly known as Teddy Bear Hollow.
Can't I just say I'm the one that's 18 inches tall and I'm very furry and I have a bow tie on?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has...
Yep, this teddy bear is dead, apparently. Oh my God, Rev, what kind of list is this? A list of dead people.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Another dead one. This is just great. I'm 6 people into the list and they're all dead, or, you know, one was a business. The rest were dead.
We're sorry. This person is dead. Please hang up and give a moment of silence. Message PLA.
These are all in different area codes, too. So I have to change my caller ID in between.
At no additional charge, AT&T can help you find a similar business in the same area.
That one's disconnected. Time to change my caller ID again.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Bear?
You have the wrong number.
Fuck! Really? That's not the Teddy Bear residence?
I'm afraid not.
You know, Rev gave me this number, so it's not my fault. You don't have to get an attitude with me. It's Rev's fault.
I told you that you have the wrong number. Have a good day.
I know, but you're getting an attitude about it. Wow, ask a simple question and she gets all bent out of shape about it. Hello? Hello? This is weird. They picked up and they're not saying anything. I can just hear their TV blaring in the background.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Hey, Mrs. Bear.
Yes?
Hi. My name's Simon. I've been looking for my birth parents, and I was hoping you might be one of them. I think my dad was Mr. Ted. Ted Bear?
No.
Oh.
No. He doesn't have any kids.
Well, yeah, no, he doesn't. Not that he knows of, but you know, I think I could be his son. Like, I'm 18 inches tall and I'm very fuzzy. Is that what he looks like by chance?
No. His brother had 2 kids.
Huh. Well, does your husband have buttons for eyes?
Have what?
Buttons for eyes and a cute bow tie on?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't wear cute bow ties?
No.
Ah, crud. I think I might have the wrong teddy bear.
No, he's here, but he's deaf as a doornail. He couldn't hear you.
Oh, can I talk to him then? I love talking to deaf people. It's hilarious.
Well, right now he's outside.
What's he doing out there?
I don't really know. I'm inside and he's outside.
Ah. What's he usually do out there?
Work in his garden.
Oh, what kind of stuff does he plant?
Tomatoes.
Wait. I plant tomatoes. maybe we are related, you know? We're both planting tomatoes and stuff.
He's German born. I mean, he had a lot of German in his bloodline.
Well, does he have buttons for eyes, though?
Uh-uh.
Like, he doesn't have, you know where, like, most people have eyeballs? Like, instead of eyeballs, does he have just buttons?
No.
Ah. Okay, he's probably not my dad then. Yeah, how tall is he? Because I'm only 18 inches tall.
Well, he's probably 5'9".
5'9"? Oh, 5 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow. No, I'm like 1 foot, 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm really short, and I have light brown fur. Does he have light brown fur, or does he have, like, a different color of fur?
He just has brown hair and brown eyes.
Yeah, but what about his fur? Because I have light brown fur all over my body.
No, he doesn't have that.
And kind of like stubby little claws whenever I extract my claws.
No.
Does he have stubby claws like me?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably not him then. I'll just mark this one off my list.
Okay.
Another failure. I'll never find my dad. Oh, well.
Maybe it's better that you don't.
Yeah, maybe. He's probably just a big jerk or something, you know?
Yeah.
What are you watching on TV?
CNN.
Oh, okay. What are they talking about?
North Korea.
Oh, them again.
Yeah.
Those guys are getting on my nerves.
We're fighting fire on the East Coast, flood on the West Coast. What? Now then, here comes Korea in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I know. I hope they get burned up in the fire and drown in the flood.
Yeah, but it's a massive flood. I don't know how they'll ever reform over that.
Yeah, that flood on the West Coast. Holy cow.
They got a lot of help, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think I'm going to call the next teddy bear on the list here, on Rev's list that he sent me, and I'll see if that one's my dad.
Okay.
You're sure you're being honest with me, though, right? Like, you're not just trying to keep me from meeting my dad or anything?
No, because, like I say, he doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, well...
My teddy bear doesn't.
What was that?
The guy I'm married to, his name is Teddy Bear.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't have any kids.
Yeah, I looked him up in the phone book. I'm calling up all the teddy bears and seeing if I can find the right one.
Hmm. Well, I don't think he's the right one.
Okay. Oh, well. I'll keep trying.
Okay.
Have a nice day. You should go help him out in the garden.
I think he's pulling up the tomato stakes.
You should go help him pull up tomatoes.
I can't.
You could just pull them up with your feet. Just go out there and kick at them with your feet.
I'm not supposed to be out in the sun.
Just wear a big hat.
Yeah.
Who cares what those doctors say? They don't control you. Just get a big hat. You'll be fine.
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I gotta call more teddy bears.
Okay.
Give your teddy bear a big hug for me.
All right.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Okay, bye for real now this time.
Bye.
I'm hanging up. There, I hung it up. Okay, she hung up too. Well, there we go, Rev. I finally got a hold of a teddy bear. Are you happy? Because I want you to be happy, you know. I mean, not that I actually got to talk to Teddy Bear, but I got to talk to the lady who claims to be his wife. That's good enough, right? So I guess now the question is, if that's the only call that I actually reached today, do I go ahead and release all of these?
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
Oh, here it comes again.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
That was just such a messy sounding recording. All that crazy clicking and stuff in the background. Like, how out of date is your phone company's equipment for your recordings to sound like that?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Bear.
Who?
Is Ted around?
What are you selling?
I'm not selling anything. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Holly Trail, like down the street from you. Why do you think I'm selling anything?
Because Teddy Bear is my dog.
Well, why is he in the phone book? Because I looked you up on whitepages.com because I needed to talk to you about something.
About what?
Well, I came to your house the other night, and I urinated all over your doorknob, and I'm just calling to apologize.
Well, good for you.
Well, do you accept my apology?
You know, you must really be a Cracker Jack.
I am not a Cracker Jack. You take that back.
Goodbye, stupid.
I'm not stupid either. What the hell? I'm a Cracker Jack, and I'm stupid? That was just uncalled for. I'm calling right back, because I want to talk to Teddy. Oh, wait, no, Teddy's the dog. What am I doing? Why is the dog's name in the phone book?
Hello?
Please put Teddy on the phone, your dog, please. Please.
You know what? What is your problem?
I don't have a problem. I just called to ask...
Come back here again and report this number to the police, Cedar Park. Do you understand that?
Please don't do that. I just need to talk to Teddy.
You will not harass again, and if you call back again, I'm reporting your number to the police department immediately. This is your final warning.
Well, ma'am... Okay, I'm going to call back. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to call back. I don't want any trouble. That was a Texan teddy bear. I think I'm going to move up to Pennsylvania. It's probably more safe up there. They're not going to yell at me and threaten me. I mean, holy crap, what crawled up her ass?
The number you dialed is not in service, but we may be able to help you find an alternative number.
Oh, yay.
Please stay on the line for free directory assistance.
An alternative number to some guy that I
want
to talk to?
Again, the number you called is not in service for free directory assistance.
All right, I'm just going to hang up. That's the official end to Rev's list. Quite possibly the most frustrating list I've called all year. Thank you for that, Rev. No, I'm just kidding, Rev. I enjoyed talking to that first old lady, and I enjoyed getting yelled at by that last old lady. So it's okay. I don't totally hate you. I do think I'm going to call up some other people here. It looks like I have a homeowner's directory sent in to me by Joey back in May. And I don't know, maybe I could do a couple of the sorry I peed on your doorknob calls. I didn't do any of those to homeowners the other day. Remember, Miko wanted me to start doing more of those again. So you can all blame her for this.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
It's Bob.
Oh, hey, Bob. This is Steve Dave. I live kind of down the street from you. I'm over on Leafmore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to apologize. I came over to your house the other day, and I peed on your front door on the doorknob.
Well, that's okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm really sorry. I feel terrible about it.
Did you get the wrong house?
No, I meant to do your house. It's just, you know, I was like laughing about it at home, and my wife said I was being very immature and insisted that I called and apologized for it. So basically, I got caught.
Well, that's okay. Don't worry about it, and we'll catch up with you later on.
Okay.
Well, and don't worry about it at all.
Okay. Well, thank you for being so understanding about it.
Okie doke.
You might want to wash your hands because there's probably pee all over your hands.
Okay.
Because, I peed a lot on it. Like, there was a lot of urine.
Yeah. Well, whatever possessed you to do that?
I don't know. It just seemed funny at the time. I was walking by. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to pee on that guy's doorknob.
Okay, well,
it wasn't
don't worry about it.
It wasn't anything personal. I don't even know you guys, really.
All right. Well, take care and don't worry about it, okay?
Okay. By the way, did you find anything of mine on your porch by chance?
I haven't looked out there. I you know, just been in and out doing different things.
Oh, do you use the front door a lot, or do you mostly use the garage?
Yeah, we do. Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
But we haven't done it today, no.
Okay, well, yeah, when I was out there peeing on your doorknob, I think I may have just kind of, I set some things down. It may have just left them behind, and
okay.
I haven't been able to find.
Well, if I find anything, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Let me get your number. I'll go out and check now. It's Steve, right?
Yeah, Steve Dave.
Okay, and your number again?
It's 40 and then 6969.
6969. Okay, I'll go check. Anything in particular? Cell phone keys?
No, mostly my marijuana pipe.
Oh, okay. I'll go check.
Yep. There's a few other things. Like there was some written notes on a folded piece of paper. Make sure you don't read those.
Okay.
Because they're not for you. It's my own personal private notes.
Okie doke. Don't worry.
Even if it has your name and stuff on it, like if you see your name in there, don't open it up.
Okay. All righty. Take care.
Okay. Thanks. I hope to hear from you soon.
And I'll give you a call if I find anything.
Yeah, I know. Just hang up the phone. Come on.
Okay.
I don't have all day. That guy just wanted to talk and talk and talk. I tell you, some people just need to learn their boundaries or something.
Hi, this is Julia. May I help you?
Oh, hey, Julia. This is Steve Dave. I'm one of your neighbors. I live over on Leaf Gate.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I live kind of around the corner, I guess.
Okay, super.
Yep.
What's going on?
Well, I was just hoping, I'm doing kind of a science experiment here at my house.
Okay.
And I was hoping that maybe you could just not use your microwave oven for the rest of the week.
Okay.
'Cause I'm sending signals into space.
Really?
Yeah, with my satellite dish and my computer. I'm actually trying to I'm trying to control a North Korean satellite.
You're kidding.
No, I'm hacking into it and I'm trying to move it around.
Oh, okay. Well, don't move it over here.
Oh, no. It's definitely not going to crash here. I'm going to try and crash it into the Pacific Ocean if I can.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, the microwave oven interferes with that, huh?
Yeah. I'm using microwave beams to control the satellite out in space, and yeah, whenever someone uses their microwave, it just throws my calculations off a little bit.
Okay, well,
it's mostly yours.
So I'll do my best. I'll do my best, but you know, I who knew? I mean, gosh, I don't work with any of this, so you know, we will certainly do our best.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, gosh, good luck.
Also, if you could just...
way over my...
Huh?
I said this is way over my head for sure, but I guess, yeah, good luck. And there's a crazy person over there. The Korean man is just nuts. So
that Korean guy, what did he do to you?
No, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm fine with Koreans in general, but this leader over there is trying to destroy the world.
I thought you meant that one neighbor of ours.
Oh, no.
Mr. Who?
I'm a person. I love diversity. I'm just talking about the leader over there is nuts, though.
Darn it!
I thought I found an
ally in my hatred of all the local foreigners.
Oh no, no! I don't. I'm just.
Oh, me either.
I just don't like that guy. He needs to get out of the picture of the world scene. So whatever you can do.
Yep. I'm gonna knock his satellite out of orbit and hopefully crash it into a jetliner. I mean.
Don't do that.
No.
Don't crush it into a jetliner.
No, I mean
that would not be good.
No, I said into the ocean. You misunderstood.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, don't crash it into any jetliner.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. Come on, I'm not crazy.
That would be very bad.
Okay, oh no. Unless it's a Korean jetliner.
Well, no, but no, listen,
yeah, I know.
It's just this guy.
LOL, JK.
He's just a bad egg. We've got to do whatever we can to keep the world safe from him.
I wish I could crash it into him, but you know he's not in the right place.
I don't mean him any harm, but he just needs to be stopped. That's
me either.
So,
yeah, I just want to totally kill him.
Well, we'll try our best not to use the microwave for this entire week, you say?
Yeah, mostly the entire week, because I have to track the satellite, and then, you know, I have to start, like, trying to knock it out of position and control and fly it around in space. And,
okay,
yeah, that'll just... Huh?
Be careful. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
As I said, it's over my head, so whatever you're doing, be careful, and hopefully... It will all go well.
Okay, yeah, I think it will, too. Like, if you talk to any of the neighbors here in the area, maybe you could let them know not to use their microwaves.
I'll certainly mention it.
Okay, thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. I was not expecting anyone to take that seriously, but I guess she is, and she's going to alert the entire neighborhood for them, you know, not to use their microwave ovens. That was very nice of her. Oh, and I didn't mean to say jetliner, you guys. I was trying to say a cruise ship. But for some reason, jetliner came out. Don't worry, you guys. I would never crash a North Korean satellite into a jetliner. I'd only crash it into a cruise line. And only a North Korean cruise line. I can't believe that lady's not going to use her microwave for the rest of the week. Like, what if she really needs to use it? Like, is her husband going to talk some sense into her? Like, honey, it was a prank. That wasn't real. Come on. Microwave my damn dinner.
Hello?
Hi, Loretta?
Yes.
Hi, it's Steve Dave. I live down the street from you over on Leafmore Square.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
I'm moving furniture.
Oh.
I'm doing fine.
Why are you moving it around?
Just moving things around constantly.
Are you just changing the layout of your living room?
Well, no, it's upstairs. I've got so much stuff. I'm just trying to get it in the most practical place.
I see.
But,
here's the problem. I'm so sorry to tell you this. It's just like all the stuff you're moving around, it's interfering with my experiments. Because, you know, like, I have this entire neighborhood mapped out in 3D, and uh-huh. I've been using my satellite dish to send microwaves into space.
Oh, all that junk outside, you mean?
No, not the junk outside. Like,
what?
When you move stuff around inside your house, because I'm bouncing microwave beams off of your house.
I
have my satellite dish aimed directly at your house, and I've been beaming microwaves at your house for the past... few months.
Why?
It's just a science experiment. I'm bouncing them off of your house and up into space. But when you start moving your furniture around, it throws off the signal. It messes with the microwaves and the acoustics and all that stuff.
Is this a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this, ma'am. I was just, just letting you know, like, maybe you could move the furniture some other day.
What is your last name, Steve?
It's Gerbel. Steve.
Okay,
Steve.
And you're on Leafmore Ridge?
No, Leafmore Square.
Square.
Yeah.
Okay, did you just move in?
Maybe just about 2 years ago. I've only been doing my experiments with satellites and microwaves for the past year, but I've been mostly bouncing them off of your house, and I don't know if like usually it throws off the signal just when you're walking around, but I can compensate for that. But if you're moving furniture around, it throws everything off. I have to recalibrate the whole system.
Okay, but what's the purpose of all of this?
I'm bouncing signals into space, and I'm beaming microwaves at a Chinese government satellite out in space.
This is a joke. This has got to be a joke.
Oh no, I wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. I'm a Christian.
Well, Christians have a sense of humor.
Oh no, they don't. No, I know I know a lot of Christians, and not a single one of them do.
All right, I don't know what to say to you. I really rather you didn't send microwave signals to my roof, though.
Well, it's not hurting anything. It's just whenever you move furniture around, it messes up my experiments. But you know what? It's okay. I'll go ahead and I'll just recalibrate everything today. You can go ahead and keep moving furniture.
Okay. I'm just perplexed.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all right.
Yeah, no, I shouldn't have asked you not to move the furniture. You should have the right to move furniture around. What was I thinking? No, you can still move the furniture. I'll just recalibrate my equipment.
Okay.
So
alrighty.
It's cool. I'll continue to bounce microwaves off your house and up into space to hit the satellite.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye. There we go. That was nice of me going ahead and giving her permission to continue moving furniture around. I hope all my fancy science talk isn't going over your guys' heads. Because I know most of you listeners, you don't know science like I do. You don't know all of the terminology and the lingo here in the science community. And you probably don't understand how microwave beams work and how if someone was, you know, moving their furniture around when I have it beamed at their house, it's just going to throw everything off. Obviously. And some people might say that, you know, microwave beams, that's not the most efficient way to take over a satellite out in space. But you know what? People that say that, they're fucking idiots. I don't know what they're talking about. Oh man, what if that last lady, and the lady before, the one that's actually gonna not use her microwave... Oh, hello?
Hello.
Hi there, Ed?
Yes.
I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, and, how are we doing?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just calling to let you know you can't use your microwave this week. We're doing some experiments with, you know, just bouncing satellite waves and stuff off of your house, and if you use your microwave, it'll mess it up.
Okay, and who is this that's doing all this bouncing?
It's mostly Roy Gerbel. He lives over there on Leafmore Square.
Uh-huh.
He's the guy in charge of the entire thing. But we're just asking all the residents within a certain radius of his house to not use their microwaves at all.
Okay, until when?
This coming Saturday. Saturday morning.
Saturday?
Yep, that's when you can start using your microwave again. Because if you use your microwave, it'll just throw the whole experiment off. He'll have to recalibrate everything, and we'll have to start over.
Okay, but I guess I'm missing something.
It's okay.
What kind of testing or evaluation is going on?
He's sending signals up into space, but he's bouncing them off of your house.
And why is he doing that?
He's trying to pick up radio signals from a distant galaxy. Because you read that they found that Earth-like planet out there a few dozen light years away.
Well, I wish I could say I had, but I'm not too sure I have.
Oh, yeah, you should look it up on the internet. Well, he's trying to pull in radio signals from their civilization, so we're going to get to hear alien music, and it'll happen here in our neighborhood before it happens anywhere else. So if you use your microwave oven, then you're basically being selfish.
And what's his name again?
His name is Roy Gerbel. He's a scientist.
Roy Gerbel?
Yep, Gerbel.
And where does he and where does he reside?
He's over there on Leafmore Square.
Yeah. What number is that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Like, I can't just give out other people's information.
And you expect me to take your word for this, then?
Well, yeah, why would I make this up?
That's a good question. You're kind of confusing me here.
Well, it's not that confusing, really. It's just don't use your microwave oven until Saturday morning. Just use the oven. Use the regular oven.
And what's your name?
Cook your pizza like it's 1970.
Okay, what's your name?
Who
are you?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Your name is what?
Steve Dave.
Dave, D-A-Y-S?
Yep, that's the one. The only one here.
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Okay,
Eric's my brother.
Eric who?
Eric Dave, duh.
What's this, duh? Are you trying to mock me now? I don't understand.
Well, no, you asked who Eric was, and you asked what his last name was, and what else would it be? It's Days. He's my brother. Durr. So, anyway, just no use in your microwave. In fact, could you just unplug the microwave?
Well, frankly, I can't because it's built in.
Well, you know, maybe just go to the breaker box and shut off the microwave button. Because, you know, there might be these excess microwaves escaping, even when it's not turned on. But when it's plugged in, it's still spilling microwaves out onto the floor.
Okay. So since it's built into my oven, it's a wall unit.
Yep.
So now you're saying I can't use my oven as well until Saturday.
No, just the microwave.
If I hit the breaker box.
No, they're separate. They're on different switches. But... No, just anything with a magnetron in it.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it.
Such as a hair dryer, microwaves, curling irons. You can go like a week without your curling iron, right?
Now you are trying to mock me. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
I'm not mocking you. If you want to use a curling iron, that's your own business. That guy was really concerned with being mocked. But don't worry, he'll get together with Christine and what was the other lady's name? Oh, wait, not Christine, Julie. I think that was it. They're all going to have conversations about microwaves this week.
Hello?
Hello, Tom?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave. I'm in a tunnel underneath your house right now. I live here in the neighborhood. I live over on Leafmore Road.
Okay.
And I've dug a tunnel underneath my house, and it's extended all the way over to kind of underneath where your house is. Like I'm under your basement.
I live in a townhome.
Right.
Or forest.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm directly below your house. That's what my GPS coordinates are showing me right now.
Okay. And you started where?
I started at my house. I'm over on Leafgate Road.
Okay.
But
all right.
So I'm beaming microwaves up into space from underneath your house, but you keep walking around like you're pacing or something, and that's throwing off the signal. Do you think you could stop walking around so much?
Yep. Sure. Yep.
Because I'd appreciate it. You're throwing everything off.
All right.
Thank you. Very nice person. Very accommodating. Good old Tom. You can always count on him to help a neighbor out. And you know what? I think I am done with this list for now. Thank you for sending this list in, Joey. It's a pretty good list. I definitely won't forget that it's here because it's a pretty huge list. There's a lot more people on here to call. So I will definitely get back to this one soon.
Brad Carter, Dr. Smooth Rod here.
Hey, Dr. Smooth Rod.
May not be totally sober right now, but I just wanted to say...
That's crazy.
Not just from alcohol. I just want to say I really fucking appreciate your...
I like you better when you're drunk. Do you think you could drink more, please?
We're keeping new shows. Like, I've actually tried to listen to a few of their prank call podcasts, but they don't take the time to...
They all suck.
And I actually am an amateur audio engineer.
I've heard.
Producer and such. So I actually... fully comprehend and understand exactly how much time goes over.
Thanks.
Is spent in editing.
Yep. You know, I have spent, I don't know, maybe like what, 2 hours recording the show today, and I don't know how long it's going to end up actually being. But in the end, it takes like, I don't know, like 5 or 6 or like 8 hours sometimes to put these shows together. And it usually ends up just being an hour or 90 minutes or something. And it takes a lot longer than that to actually put the shows together.
If you do that, I really fucking appreciate it. It's what sets your show apart from other ones.
That's thanks, Dr. Smoothie.
That's all I wanted to say, so thank you. And also thank you for keeping the show alive, despite a fucking legal battle.
Yep.
You're the best.
What else am I going to do, though, yep. You know? I'd be so bored if I'd quit my show. Holy crap.
Hi, Brad. I'm still waiting on the numbers for the card game.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting mine out.
I gave it at the beginning of the show. What the hell?
So please, man,
don't you remember?
Hurry up.
But since you're asking again, it's area code 626-269-8976. I bet you that spells something hilarious. In fact, we're going to find out right now. We're going to go to phonespell.org, type in the new phone number, and let's see. It spells man, cow, typo. Pretty much every single phrase here ends with the word typo. So that's the best way to remember it, everyone. Just remember man, cow, typo. And you now have the carding number for this year memorized. Yay.
Hey, what's up, Brad? My name is Will. I've been watching your videos for quite a while.
Hello.
I would say maybe a decade or so. I just came across
get a life.
Your Brad Carter channel, and I was watching a lot of old videos, and I didn't know you had kids, man. That changed my values, since you still do those apartment prank calls, which by far are my favorite, because I have a bunch of shitty-ass neighbors I'd love for you to prank call. But anyway, I just want to say, you know, I read your backstory on this one website talking about you and credit card scams and all that.
What one website?
You know, I have all new respect for you, man. You know, you're an all right guy, Brad.
Aww,
keep
thanks.
Doing what you're doing. You know, I love your show. I look forward to it every day, man. So appreciate it, man. See
thanks.
You.
Hey there, Roy. It's NY guy again. Haven't called in a while, but I figured I would because I'm on my way.
I love these voicemails where everyone explains why they haven't called in a while, but now they're calling in. And they're going to spend the first 10 seconds talking about how they haven't called in a while. They're going to call in now.
City, town, village, whatever the
sorry,
hell.
Sorry, I shouldn't have snapped at you.
Called us Lake Placid in New York. On the way there, it's in the middle of scenic nowhere. So there's really not a lot of radio stations. And I found one station, 90.5 FM to be exact, if you live up there or travel through there.
Yeah, I'll tune right in.
Hobo music. It's literally called Hobo FM.
They
play hobo music. It's like slow, like train. I don't even know how the hell to describe it, but it's literally called hobo music. And the village of Saranac Lake, which I happen to be driving through right now, actually has Hobo Fest coming up this weekend.
Whoa.
So anyone in the area wants to get their hobo on,
yep.
Go visit
you're too
Hobo
late.
Fest.
Because it was this past weekend, you missed it.
Lake. What better place to go? Well, anyway.
But next year, go to the Hobo Fest, everyone. If you're around New York, what could be better than the Hobo Fest?
Have fun with all your client calls and whatnot. I'll be listening.
I will.
Peace out.
Thanks for the call.
Brad, this is important. Do not, I repeat, do not do the ding timber. Don't do it under any circumstances.
Oh, shit.
I talked to my wife's friend, who's a psychic. She's from Jamaica, and she's really good. She's right almost half the time. She predicted Hillary was going to win the Democratic nomination. She predicted Trump would win.
Wow.
So she knows what she's talking about. Plus, she drives part-time pizza for Domino's.
Of course.
So just don't do it. You know, forget about the whiners. Just say, oh, we got them to do it, you know.
Let I know.
Carmelo or...
Yeah,
Dwayne,
let Carmelo do it.
You guy do it, or whoever. That's all. Do we care?
Hey, your walkie-talkie's ringing. Make sure you go pick that up.
So long, good boy.
Okay, everyone, please disregard the phone number that I gave out earlier. Don't leave any notes on cars. Ding Timber is officially not happening now.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Just hitting you up because I saw that you had some kind of a plaque thing on Instagram.
A black
made
thing?
Out in the phone loser's name.
Oh,
and
yeah, the brick.
Had this awesome
the plaque thing.
I just did it for you because I think that you should call other people who have their a plaque thing on whatever Instagram post you made and tell them that someone trip and fell on their plaque and that you're suing them. And
that's a good idea.
They're suing them. So do that. Okay, bye.
That's actually a really good idea. I'm not going to do it on the local one that's, you know, just a few blocks from my house. Because that would break the rules at phonelosers.org/rules, and we can't be breaking the rules of prank calling by calling local. But if you listeners, happen to know where a bunch of bricks on the ground are, maybe you could take a picture of them and track down the phone numbers and give them all to me, because I'm not going to do all that. That's a lot of work.
So, hey, what's going on? Just wanted to let you know a cool social engineering trick.
Okay.
You know, just sit in the urinal at Walmart. Yeah, that was about it. That was my trick.
That's a time saver.
Have a good day. Love the show.
Thanks.
Thank me.
You heard it here first, everyone. Shit in the urinals at Walmart.
Hi, Brad. My girlfriend has a message to you and the PLA community. I'm going to read that message right now.
Okay.
I think his show is stupid and a waste of time. I think he should be ashamed of himself for wasting so much time doing something so pointless and not funny. I think
kinda like her review.
Followers should be ashamed for wasting so much time listening to something so dumb. That was a message for my girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much, Brad.
You don't have a girlfriend.
And have a good one.
Why didn't she leave it herself? Could she not be bothered to waste all of her time? Is that what it was?
Hey, Brad. I was watching some of the old shows, and you were asking, like, legal people if it's legal to paint fire hydrants.
Are you a legal person?
July 20th, 2015 show. The snowball show. And you said, is it legal? And I think it is if you get permission from, like, the city, because in New York City and Little Italy, they have all of the fire hydrants, like, pink, red, green, and white for the Italian flag.
Oh, wow. How gay.
And, yeah, I just thought that was pretty cool. So I think you can do that if they get permission from the city.
Well,
all right, thanks, Brad.
I'm going to start calling up cities and getting permission. Or wait, no, I'm not going to get permission. I'm going to give them orders. I'm going to call from the Trump administration and be like, new law, motherfucker. Paint all of your fire hydrants like Russia. Don't ask any questions. Just do it.
Hey, Brad, it's Moldy Orange. I was thinking next time you tell someone you peed on their door, you could say, well, I'm sorry, it just came out where I was taking a shit. Thanks.
That's a good one. Or if they ask why I peed on their door, I could be like, well, I didn't think I'd have time to take a shit. And then I'll do this. That's what I'll do.
Hi, Roy. It's me.
Hey.
Anyway, what you need to do is have Sensei Doug call a casino and tell him that the guy rolling a dice kept getting him the snake eyes.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, when that happens.
Brad, it's that guy again.
Hello.
And I was listening to the voicemails.
That's nice.
And,
thanks for telling me about that.
You mentioned about a late night show you did where a big barrel of bed bugs rolled off your truck into somebody's house.
I remember that.
So I never heard it, and I've got to hear it.
Just listen to all of 2014. It's got to be in there somewhere.
We need to do a show where that's included.
Maybe 2015.
And thanks, Brad. Doing a great job.
Thanks. I mean, I fixed the archives, you guys. You know I fixed the archives, so just go listen yourself. Go find them. But maybe a listener out there knows which episode that was, and they can put a link to it in the show notes or something.
Brad. Oh, hi, Brad. I was going to mention the idea. I think I might have posted an idea on the forum. I think on the, not the forum. I posted an idea on the comments section, and what one of the ideas was to say, for the carding idea, say that you were trying to stick some advertising material in because you're a charity. You broke into the car so you could give them some information. You're a charity that is wanting to open the tombs in Egypt. That's your charitable cause.
Of course.
Say you're wanting to open the tombs in Egypt.
Yeah.
And,
that idea.
Yeah, that one does. That might be the best carding idea ever. Bye-bye.
Okay, for Ding Timber this year, I'm going to tell someone something about Egypt, I think it was.
Hey, Brad, it's Crimson. I'm hoping you're enjoying the anarchy that I've ensued with my telling everybody to call into the voicemails with your best drug stories, because I know everybody wants to hear that. But besides that, I have a submission.
I don't think anyone did
the
it.
The next automatic redial show. It's April 19th, 2014. You're in Mars. And it's a show where, you know, the girls go on the Pauly Shore cruise. I know everybody's been asking that. I've been holding that back for a while. Yep, that's the line. That's where the Pauly Shore crew is calling.
Now you all know.
And I know, Brad, you don't know the answer to this, but why Big Man Who's Dockside Grill is so funny, you find out during that episode why Big Man Who's Dockside Grill is like such a recurring meme of what's so funny about the Facebook mobs. The way the guy reacts is the best. You can't miss it. All right.
I sort of remember that. Bye-bye. I really should put the Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill episode up on the feed. You know, play it again like
hey,
a
Brad,
redial show.
Hey, Brad, this is Mackie Man. I just have to tell you that you got me out of the ticket.
Oh,
I was pulled over for a headlight that was out, and he came over to my driver door.
This is more exciting than people's drug stories.
I had the part on where you were talking about peeing on the door handle.
Just kidding, it's not.
And it started playing, and he just laughed. He's like, who is that? And I said, oh, it's just a podcast I listen to called Foam Losers.
He causes a lot of pointless calls to the police. You'd love him.
And he said, and that's pretty funny. And he said, you know what? I'll give you just a warning right now. And I have to thank you because I would have just been jammed up without that. And that's no joke. So thank you, Brad.
You're welcome.
You got me out. The fix-it ticket.
Yay.
Ticket.
Basically, you owe me like $300 now to the Patreon. I expect that to be paid within the month.
Hey there, Brad.
Motherfucker.
It's Nippler.
Hey.
When you say you peed on someone's doorknob, you should make a comment about how your friend did it too, so it's not as bad as just you doing it alone.
Oh yeah, that way they won't feel singled out. I could be like, everyone in the neighborhood does it. It's not just me.
Maybe you two crossed streams and you're really confused about your sexuality now. Or it was a female, so she had to get a stepladder and squat over the door handle to get the job done. Just a thought.
Yeah.
By the way, watch the actual finale to Calls of Mass Confusion if you still haven't.
I have.
Because that's what I was talking about in my last voicemail about the Cactus Playing Cards.
Okay.
Also,
I'll do that.
If you do happen to make the Cactus Playing Cards a thing, they should all be jokers, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, they should be. Okay, thanks for calling and reading me a voicemail.
This is Chuck Bagby from Walmart 1 Hour Photo. Ed Carter.
Alright.
Hello.
Reflecting much boy here.
I know. I'm the Tommy.
Just,
jeez.
Wondering, you playing mind games?
Probably.
About Dean Timberman.
Me? You're play mind games? What are you talking about?
You know, no, but your tone is saying yes. So does no mean yes, and maybe does no mean more?
Maybe.
Maybe not. We are in September now, and as of this voicemail, there hadn't been a September show. So I think you're just going to, you know, explode some ding timbre all over our faces.
Shit.
I mean ears. You know.
You guys are going to be disappointed.
So, yeah, man. Anyway, I just got finished listening to, I think, what was it, 391? I got 392 to go. I'll probably listen to that tomorrow.
That's
but,
nice.
But I understand that you're taking the echoes off of our sign-offs now. So,
oh, not yours,
like
though.
To steal from one of your recipients.
Here, I'll do yours.
That last episode. From now on, I will be sending off with Burning Hill, you faggot.
All right. Great. Thanks for getting that started. I appreciate it. Rick.
Hey, Brad. Hey, yeah.
Hey.
Scorpion guy. Corbin, me. Hey, anyhow, giving you a call because, I don't want any echo on this voicemail. Good. I'm glad you ended it. Stop that shit.
No problem.
I want to do a shout-out. Can we do a shout-out to, one of the other PLA listeners? Yeah, one of the other phone users? Yeah. Hey, Bill White? Yeah, Bill White? This is for your dog Lola and your dog Milo. Hey, Lola. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl, Lola? Who's a good girl? Hey, Milo. You a good boy, Milo? Are you a good boy, Milo? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah. Okay. All right. Sweet. Hey, thank you, Nipple Dick. much awesome.
Anything for you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Proven guy.
Hey, Roy. It's Maple Matt here calling you back. Last year, I did a request for Ding Timber, and you didn't do it, so fuck you.
Oh,
hopefully
sorry.
You'll do it this year. What I said last year was,
you should call or have someone call you back. Yeah, you okay? Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
You know,
blah.
I got a lot of requests last year for Ding Timber. I still have this gigantic list in my notebook of all of the things that you guys have told me to say to people. So it's not my fault.
Bullshit. And say how you were having sex with their car. So you were inserting your dick in their muffler.
Yeah.
Just going at that muffler and you accidentally dinged their car. So, yeah, you should try that out and see what happens. Probably would work better if it was a guy that you're talking to on the phone.
Nah.
I know you love talking to guys because you're gay. But,
yep.
Yeah, because it would probably be more...
You got
angry,
me there, like, didn't you?
Are you fucking mental? Yeah. All right, well, yeah, try it out. Love you.
Okay, bye. What a great voicemail to end the show with. Thanks, everyone who left a voicemail. If you want to leave your own voicemail, the phone number is 814-422-5309. And be sure to spend at least 10 to 15 seconds explaining why you haven't left a voicemail in a while, and that it's okay because you're leaving one today, because that part of your voicemail is very important. Thank you, Derek J., for sponsoring the show today. Don't forget to do your homework this week, which is to leave a note on a card that says, "Sorry, I dinged your car. Please give me a call back, 626-269-8976. From Roy, please don't be weird in your note. Don't say anything crazy or threatening. Just tell him you're sorry that you dinged their car. We'll take care of the crazy stuff.
When I was a kid, my friend Tommy told me he had a thing for this girl whose name was Jenny. They ended up together and she made him happy. She was the only one he could turn to. God, it was savvy. He talked about her often, but I began to wonder why the fascination with her telephone number. He'd never shut up and said it all the time. Fucking 867-5309. I found out they broke up and Tommy was married to some Lisa slut. And I'm single now, so this must be a sign. Fuck the bro code, Jenny will be mine. Jenny, don't change your number, Tommy used to say. So I whipped out my cell phone and I dialed away. A woman answered, but it wasn't her. She told me that I had the wrong telephone number. Jenny's number did change, luck would have it. She must have been affected by the area code split, but I didn't care and I wasn't slow. I hung up and tried the 916 area code. I reached out to cuter than the last. Her name wasn't Jenny, but she had a lot of class. We talked for days, and then we finally met. Imagine my surprise to find out she was a midget. We dated for months, and I couldn't comprehend why her parents even liked me, and so did her friends. She was a great girl. I became restless, though. We broke up, and I moved on. Area code 530. Was a mistake to call. Turns out it was the president's bomb shelter. Asking for Jenny was the code to launch nukes, and soon my house was filled with these government spooks. I spent half a year in solitary confinement till I made a deal with them and got the secret assignment. I can't talk about that too much, though. Besides, I need to get back to calling area codes. Things got serious with me and Kate. She's the girl I met when calling 858. Then she found me stalking the girl in 619 with my telephoto lens and my top photo phone line. 619 wouldn't tell me who she was, so I figured she was Jenny trying to cover it up. I found out later she was telling the truth when the restraining order showed her real name was Sue. I met this crazy chick when I called 206. She liked me over the phone, sex was way too quick, so I moved on to Brittany in the 303. But ditched her right away because Brittany was a heat. I've got hosts in different area codes just like Ludacris, so I should probably stop and just call it quits. But I won't stop calling until I find Jenny like a lawnmower man. I make every single phone ring.
You know, you must really be a crackerjack. Goodbye, stupid.